I saw they were changing, so Roman made a good play to drop it back to me, and I had some ice. I'll try to penetrate through the middle, and was fortunate enough to make a move on the first guy, and then I was able to pick it up. So obviously, Boggs, and I was just thinking to get to the net. Tom might squirt out, and sure enough, it did. What is there to say? I mean, how many shots did he face? 40 something? Like, it's unacceptable. We don't want to give that many up, but
we're lucky to have him work dish in net. And he stood on his head and really gave us a chance. And there's plenty of times that they could have put us away, but he stood tall for us.
In a league where 6 points could make a huge difference, how important is it to get a steal of a game 2, 3, 4 times during the season?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll go a long way because when it comes down to the playoffs, it could be a matter of that 1 point. And if you get it or you don't, you might be in, you might not. So, like I said, we're lucky we've got these goaltenders to always give us a chance. And we are certainly not happy with the performance. We're happy with the result. And tomorrow, I can assure you that we're going to be a much better team.
Is there anything with Anton where he seems to, when he does get these, he's had some of the 38 shot games, he does seem to be always rise to it. Is there anything that you can look at as a player and that's why, or anything like that with him? Or?
I said it about Bish earlier in the year that he's calm and doesn't seem to get frazzled by anything, but Doby, nothing gets to him. Literally nothing. He just goes out there and he plays his game, and if it's one shot a period or if it's 50, he's going to play the exact same way. He's not going to stress, and he's not going to get on the guys. He obviously expects a lot more from us, but he also understands that he's got a job to do, and he's happy to go out there and do it.
How important, I mean, it's cold that makes it a one-goal game, but how big is that for you guys just with the timing of the second period? You guys are getting kind of bombed on shots, and then Roderick scores there.
Yeah, that was a huge goal for us. It kind of put a lot of belief back in us for the third period, I think, in that we were never out of it quite yet, but we could tell definitely that they were outplaying us in the second. So it really just kind of put it back into us that, hey, we're one shot away now, and anything can happen if we can get into overtime. That's seriously up to just a fluke or a great play. So we were lucky that Foxy was able to bury that.
Tyler said the forwards and defense were a little disconnected today. As you try, and Rick has been talking about, go to the net, do some things different offensively. Are you in a transition stage of getting to that place where you're all on the same page and you can go to the net and the defense is still joined to the forwards?
Yeah, I think where we're disconnected is more in our own zone and in the neutral zone. I think in the offensive zone, we're okay with that, and knowing where the D is going to be and what they're going to do. It was more in our transition and our breakouts that we were a little bit disconnected, and we weren't making the same reads as the D-men. So we'll talk it out. We'll watch the video and see the clips for tomorrow, because, like I said, we can't be doing that every night. It's not going to be good hockey, and it's not going to set us up for success.
You think you're going to end it after you cut off that pass?
I thought I was. Puck didn't want to slide with me, and then I panicked, and everything just kind of went bad.
Believe in your backhand.
Yeah. I know.
That's my mantra. I tell Dennis. 20.